Well, hello. Welcome back to the Darling Rage podcast. I'm your host, Molly, coming at you with a brand new, freshy fresh minisode, which is an episode where I just have a chat with you about whatever. So today, I wanted to answer a question that I got on Instagram, which was, what is or has been your biggest struggle as an artist? And this is a fantastic question. When I started thinking about it, the first thought that came to my mind, honestly, was the struggle to actually be able to call myself an artist, which was a struggle, and it was a process, and it took a lot of mindset shifts. But once I got into the place of calling myself an artist and really owning that role and going after it, I think my biggest struggle has been focus. And what I mean by this is I am an ENFP and a personality type that gets distracted very easily. And especially with my creative brain and my ability to do lots of different things well, I'm, you know, multi-talented, multi-passionate. I have found it really, really hard to focus on being an artist, meaning having dedicated studio time and figuring out workflows that work for me and really focusing on doing the work and becoming more prolific and creating a lot of stuff, including a lot of shit, because you have to make a lot of crappy stuff in order to get to the good stuff. So that focus has been really, really hard for me. And I just came to a fresh realization last week about how I have once again distracted myself from that focus by trying all of these other entrepreneurial things. And what I mean by that is the last year or so, there have been lots of different things that I've tried to build into a profitable business, like my most recent thing has been Instagram design, and I have a client right now that's full-time that I'm working with, and I love her, and it's amazing to work with a client, but it's also been interesting to help me realize that this isn't really what I want to do, and what I really want to do is make art and be an artist and, you know, have a successful shop and do licensing and build my streams of income from different products and things like that. And that takes a lot of time and a lot of dedication. And I think that I have let these other business ventures distract me from that, because honestly, it can sometimes be vulnerable, you know, to open up and to say out loud what you really want, right? And to tell the universe that what I want is to be an artist, first and foremost, and primarily, and full time, that's scary because there's a risk that it won't work, right? Like that it won't pan out and that I'll have to get a real job, quote unquote real job, or whatever. So it can be vulnerable to actually go after something. But all that to say, it's important to dig in and be honest with ourselves. So, circling back to the original question, what has been my biggest struggle as an artist? It's really leaning into being an artist, asking myself what that means for me and what's working and what's not working, and focusing and showing up and doing the work. Because in the end, being an artist is not all rainbows and fun, sun-filled, you know, studio times that are full of inspiration. A lot of it looks like just showing up and doing the work and making myself have studio time even when I'm not feeling particularly inspired. And sometimes it's the times of non-inspiration and frustration and boredom and just pushing into that and creating that makes the most interesting work and actually helps me find breakthroughs and as an artist to find, you know, my next style arc or dig deeper into my voice or whatever. So if you're a creative person and you struggle to find focus, first of all, you're not alone. And second of all, I just want to encourage you, take some time to really dig into what you want to do. Think about what you would do if money was no object, and be really honest with what you want. And then start thinking about what are the steps that you can take to get there, and then break those into smaller and smaller steps. Lay out a little roadmap for yourself and then just start walking down it. That's really such a great, see, focus. I totally lost focus there. But just start where you are and get going and make something, and you'll figure it out as you go. So I know that this mini-sode was a little all over the place, but I just wanted to share with you. And if you are a creative person, or you've struggled with focus in your life, or you have more questions for me about myself as an artist, about the podcast, about creativity, or whatever, feel free to send me a comment or a call-in. I love responding to those. And until we hear each other again, rage on, darlings.